Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you it's not too early to be thinking about the 2016 growing season. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says now's the time to be taking notes to remind yourself what worked or didn't work as you produce the 2015 crop.
If you were growing a variety like Ruby Lee that is susceptible to stripe rust and you're not really willing to spray a fungicide, we need to look at changing varieties next year and go with something like a Gallagher or Billings that is resistant. So make a note of what diseases you have and be prepared to either spray a fungicide next year or switch to a resistant variety so, you know, you don't have to worry about fungicides. Either one is a sound method. You just need to have a plan of action.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. Learn more at www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
You know, the grain futures ended up mostly under pressure here and everything but the soybeans. You know, we had several reports today that were driving the market, but it seemed like the weather for the wheat futures it really wasn't all that bad. We were expecting quite a bit of rainfall over the weekend, and some places did receive a really good amount. In far southwestern Oklahoma and Hollis, they got, according to Oklahoma Mesonet, 10 inches over the last 5 days. So there were some places that have been the driest parts of the drought are now getting some rain. So good news overall. Corn down 4 to 6 cents today. December corn 363.5. November beans up a quarter at 904.5. Beans were the leader to the upside, the only one that closed up actually today. And then wheat futures lower, 14 to 16 cents in Chicago, down 14.75 in July at 489. And in Kansas City, July, 17 to 18 cents lower across the board. It looks like hedge funds continuing to sell and add to that short position after getting out a couple weeks ago. It looks like now they're adding back to that short side. A possible target would be the previous low in July, Kansas City, somewhere around 485. But, of course, we have to breach the $5 level first.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
The export report was the first report today. We had wheat at 377,000 metric tons, looking for 300 to 500, so it was in the middle of the range. Corn and beans both higher than guessed. Corn at 1.1 million metric tons, expecting 750 to 950. And then beans are positive as well at 226,000, expecting between 100 and 200,000. NOPA crush report, 11 a.m. this morning, was higher than guessed, 148.4. That's a record for the month of May. That was about a million bushels over the average guess and almost 20 million higher than last year. Last year was 128.8. So soybean demand is really good at these levels. And then this afternoon, we've got the bean, corn, and wheat crop progress and ratings. Bean planting is expected to be 87% planted, 70% good to excellent. Corn nearly completely planted at and 75% good to excellent, and winter wheat 44% good to excellent. That would be this afternoon at 3 p.m. Central Time. And then there was a USDA report, 120,000 metric tons of corn sold to Japan. So overall today seemed like a good day despite prices being lower.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. In your grain markets, June live cattle down 27 at 152.17, August up 32 at 151.12, August feeder cattle up 45 at 223.90, with September up 42 at 221.95, July lean hogs down 85 at 77.20, with August down 125 at 75.47. In the grain markets, July Kansas City wheat down 17 and a quarter at 508 and three quarters. December down 16 and three quarters at 535 and three quarters. July Chicago wheat down 14 and a half at 489 and a quarter. July corn down 4 3/4 at 348 and a quarter. December down 6 at 363 and a half. July soybeans down 2 1/4 at 937 and three quarters. November unchanged at 904 and a quarter. July cotton down 86 at 63.21. December down 103. At 63.63. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.